This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Scheduled to go back on the air. It's Tuesday. No, it's neither. It's Tuesday. I don't even know what.
I think it might be Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. Yes, it is. I think I'm lost in a time war because I lost about a day and a half or 2 days of my life just getting stuck in airports and that sort of good stuff. So let's readjust the tinfoil for Wednesday, the 20th of July, two-thirds of the way through the seventh month of the year. Lots to talk about as usual in depth. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. You can reach us at 888-302-3684. The focus on terrorism, radicalism, what's happening in not just our world and how it affects us. Our world is the whole world. It is the big world. And so the picture that's been drawn this week, the link between the attacker in Nice and Daesh, the radicalization of some of the folks in Germany, investigators there focusing on that teenager who shot up a train. He was killed, and they say he had, quote, Islamist religious motivations. Excuse me, German officials are weighing how to react to what's being treated as one of the first attacks there with a jihadist motive. Asylum seekers in Germany, asylum seekers in France, asylum seekers in England, asylum seekers all over the place, these people that have been disrupted, the Middle East, and yet we, all of us, we ask ourselves the same thing. What are we doing? We're reacting. We're not acting to somehow or other take care of the influence of religion and the whole spectrum of all these people that are being displaced. I think, what was it, Kara? A few weeks ago, we came up with a number of 63 million who are not living in their home countries that have been displaced by war, mostly in the Middle East, but other places elsewhere around the globe. All these people, and some of them are being stirred up by those who go, who want to stir up, who want to disrupt the world. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve says that any link between the man who killed the people at the Bastille and Daesh has not yet firmly been established. Here's sort of a backgrounder on that.
A source tells CNN those who knew Buhel say he began speaking in support of ISIS. The terror group has called him one of its soldiers. He wasn't very intelligent, he says. I imagine he could have been easily influenced by religion.
And that was his lawyer who said he wasn't very, he wasn't very intelligent. But we talked about this yesterday. The thing that's frustrating to me is that ISIS can, they can say whatever they want.
Right.
Anytime anybody kills anybody, they can say, he was one of us.
Yeah, right.
And they're dead, and they can't say anything.
Yeah.
And so it just, you know, it makes people more scared because, oh, ISIS is everywhere, even if they're not really.
Yeah, well, that. So we're buying it. The news media is buying it. We may not be. Some people are. But that lawyer had a lot on his mind yesterday. Here's a piece of him explaining how difficult it is for him to have to look in the mirror after he defended him on a prior drunk driving case.
Mohamed Buhel was a delivery driver with a wife, three children, and a volatile personality. In March, he threw a wooden pallet at another driver in a fit of road rage. Corentin de Lobel was his lawyer in that case and got him a six-month suspended prison sentence. I told myself I did my job, he says. But if I had done my job badly, he might be in prison, and maybe he would have never done what he did. He struggles with a sense of guilt and shock. De Lobel says his weightlifting, heavy drinking client was not an extremist, but he did have a record of domestic violence, accused of beating and humiliating his now estranged wife. He was very much the stereotype of a petty criminal, he says. There was nothing that would have suggested in reality he was a jihadist.
All right. Now, we've taken a look at Europe, or we're thinking about England and France and Germany as the keys for where these people are going. But in order to get there, they have to come up from Syria through Turkey. And we all know pretty much how disrupted Turkey has been over the past week. The president there refusing to rule out the death penalty for the people arrested following that failed military coup, crimes of treason, the government there, it's not as bad as Greece, but the whole, this, you see what we're talking about here, the thread is disruption. Everything is on its ear. Here's more on what the president says regarding the death penalty, which, by the way, they don't have at the moment in Turkey.
After an attempted military coup, Turkey's president said he's considering bringing back the death penalty. As part of its ongoing attempt to join the European Union, Turkey abolished the death penalty in 2004. The military's attempted government takeover last week failed. In the aftermath, more than 6,000 people have been arrested, and that number is expected to rise. Supporters of the government and President Recep Tayyip Erdogan took to the streets, some chanting, "We want death penalty." Erdogan noted that the people's opinion matters and said he would talk with other government leaders before making a decision. He said, "We cannot delay this decision too much, because those who staged a coup against the state in this country should pay the price for it." For Newsy, I'm Stephanie Lieberman.
All right, so we've got this really interesting, strange picture, and I'm trying to wrap all of it together. That's why in this hour I have an opportunity to go into things in depth. Let's go back to England and the Brexit vote. That was prompted by the British feeling of insecurity because of the things that we're talking about that have gone on in France, in Germany, in Turkey, in many of the other areas, the disruption because of all of the immigration. And so this has brought about a change in thinking, fear-based thinking for sure. But now, speaking of fear-based thinking, a lot of Brits are so worried about losing their access to the European Union, they're lining up for passports from other countries. Embassies, consulate offices for Germany, France, Italy, Sweden, Poland, Hungary have a huge surge in interest because many of the people living in England, as is the case all over Europe, have connections. Let's say they come from Germany, they move to England, they got English passports, because of the family ties, they can get passports in Germany. Matter of fact, the embassy in Germany, embassy in London, is getting a couple of hundred calls a day, and that's 10, 12 times more than what they normally get in requests for passports. The Italian embassy in London said it received 500 calls last week inquiring about Italian citizenship. They usually get 10, 12, 14 a year. said the spokesperson. The main way people get citizenship in another European country is by proving they have ancestors or they have relatives in the other country. That's pretty easy to do. So it's the golden ticket that they're looking for. What a mess. The disruption there is a mess. And people say, "Well, I'm glad I don't live in Europe." Well, I guess we ought to talk about what's going on in our country. Is there disruption here? Yep, plenty of disruption. The 2020 News Quiz is coming up as well here. I'm Doug Steffen at 15 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
That sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like two-pocket folders for just 17 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return, guaranteed safe? I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe. commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
All right, it's 18 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. The overview of what's going on at the conventions. I guess I'm shaking my head in disbelief when I look at some of the things, the stories about what people are trying to do, and the business about the speech that Mrs. Trump gave on Monday, and whether is it possible that they could be that shallow? Or silly that in fact what they're charged with is plagiarizing Michelle Obama's speech from the last time around. Could they really have done that? I'm looking at some of the video and some of the stuff that's being posted on social media. By the way, our continuing conversation is at Twitter at Good Day Show, at Facebook /Good Day. Can they be that silly? All right, 2020 news quiz question has to do with an executive from a big baseball team gets prison for hacking into the website of another team. All right, so what's the team? 888-302-3684. This is a big story out of a big city that's a big baseball city. So what city are we talking about? This guy, the federal judge sentenced this scouting director of this team to 4 years for hacking into the Houston Astros player personnel database. This kind of sounds like that movie that Clint Eastwood was in with Amy. What's that cute actress's name, Kara? Amy, three or four years ago, she played his daughter. Amy, very, it was a likable movie. But
give me a minute.
Yeah, well, you can figure that out. At any rate, what's the name of the important thing that people will focus on, obviously, is the city. So if you can identify the city, get a copy of the book by Maria Trilogy, Life is Good When You Do the Work, 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. We have the question at 20 past the hour, so you can answer it before 20, before the next hour. The city, baseball city, where the fellow that worked for the team got a prison sentence for hacking into the other team's website. 21 after the hour.
Mm-hmm. Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hour now from the music door opening from the era of music that I most identify with, the movement from the 60s to 2016 for Diana Ross brings glamour and gowns and all the old hits to the Hollywood Bowl this weekend. This was a Friday, first L.A. concert in 3 years. How did I miss this? If I knew Jennifer, I didn't even know she was going to be there. I would have gone.
You know, I didn't either. I keep pretty good track of the concerts. I had no idea she was going to be there. But I watched some of the highlights on Snapchat because they do a good job of showing you all the different angles.
Yeah.
And man, she looked just awesome. Red sequins,
baby
feather boas.
Oh, baby love.
Obviously,
he
just like this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think of some of these songs. I love you more today than yesterday. My world is empty without you. Come see about me. You can't hurry love. Stop in the name of love. All that stuff. She has
got a lot of hits
Wilson.
To go through.
Well, she was the lead singer of the Supremes because she slept with Berry Gordy. Berry Gordy wanted Mary Wilson because she had the better voice to be the lead singer of the Supremes, but she wouldn't sleep with Berry Gordy, so you see what that brought around. Diana's got plenty of star appeal, and she's okay as a musician. She's not Mary Wilson, but she's okay. But has been able to trade this into. Would you go see Mary Wilson in concert by herself? Probably not. Even though if she was up there singing, she would be better at this than Diana Ross is and was. But through the luck of the draw, as it were, you got Diana Ross, who was maybe the first real diva of this era, you think?
Still a diva, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. It's all about her, wherever she is. But, all right, but it's good to know that. I wish I'd have known. I would have gone, frankly. So now in the musical focus is Meghan Trainor. Billboard has highlighted some songs that you didn't know Meghan Trainor wrote. All right, Jen, give us the background on Meghan Trainor.
So she had, was she discovered on YouTube, you guys?
She was a Nashville songwriter.
Yeah. She had that huge hit, All About the Bass. Dougie, remember, I think we played it quite a bit here, and I think you liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she, you just look at her and you think pop princess, but she's just got this very soulful.
What happened to our record player, Karen? Did you just run out of juice there? What was that?
I think that was you. It's still going.
All right. All right, so the song Sledgehammer by Fifth Harmony, written by Meghan Trainor. Nobody knew that, right?
Did not know that.
Debut album, put the group on the map. Let's see here, a J-Lo song called Ain't You a Mama. J-Lo liked the song so much when it was just a demo, she wanted to claim it for herself, and she did. Ain't your mama.
Meghan Trainor said she wrote this song because she was dating too many guys who were just big babies and couldn't do anything for themselves.
Ain't your mama. All right, the Lara and Elena song from the American Idol show, Road Less Traveled, written by Meghan Trainor. Now you'll love this, Jen. She wrote, I like the sound of that Rascal Flatts recorded.
How many genres can this girl write for?
I know.
Pretty amazing.
She wrote DJ Tonight for Rascal Flatts as well. And then there's a song by Jason Derulo called Painkiller. Jason Derulo heard the song, it was good, so he grabbed it. So there's something you didn't know, or a number of things you didn't know, about the talented Meghan Trainor here at 28 past the hour.
The future may be murky for access to clean, affordable water for many rural communities. Find out why today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America, she never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
The EPA estimates that the nation's drinking water systems need more than $380 billion worth of improvements. Also, according to John Glenn, CEO of the Rathbun Regional Water Association in Centerville, Iowa, many small towns can't afford an upgrade. For example, says Glenn, Milton, Iowa, population 440, with an antiquated water system.
When I look at what they'd like to have and what they really can afford in rebuilding that system, I'm not sure we can any longer have fire protection. I don't think they can afford that.
Glenn spoke during a panel on rural infrastructure held by the Farm Credit System. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Friends, I guess, right?
Yeah, they're your friends too, though.
They are my friends. Yes, they are. As are you, and as everybody else who is tuned into what's going on in the world today. In depth, I'm Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, taking your calls at 888-302-3684. The 2020 News Quiz question is a focus on baseball. What team executive has been sent to prison for hacking into the information in the Houston Astros player personnel database? Two Major League Baseball clubs in the focus here. If you want extra credit, you can identify this person's name. The important thing is, what team does he work for? 888 303-562-3684. Prize is a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, by Maria Trilogy. I've heard from so many people that have read this book. There are a lot of people who think, oh, this is a woman's book. No, when the men get the book, they read it and they think, wow, there are a lot of good things in here for me. And it ought not to be just about men and women. It ought to be about what you can gain, what you can learn from being exposed to other people's ideas. So that's an idea worth thinking about. And so is this question, warm up your ideas. Nobody's got the right answer yet. And when you think about it, what's the universe of teams? You can kind of whittle it down. This is a very interesting story, and it's been going on, a lot of conversation on sports radio about this. Not much here, but a lot of you are sports fans, so help yourself. I'm looking for the name of the team and the person who was actually fired last summer, 46 months behind bars, and you got to pay $279,000 in restitution. Woo-wee! So, obviously, I don't have any protection in the insurance. Their insurance policy doesn't cover them for that. 888-302-3684. What team are we talking about? So you can work on that. We'll try to get the answer on before 20 before the hour. Speaking of cheating, the Russians and the doping scandal. Apparently, according to an investigation that was made public yesterday, this problem, or this circumstance, or this reality, maybe that's a better way of putting it, this cheating extends far beyond the Olympics in Sochi. Systematically, the Russians have covered up doping in all their sports for the last 5 or 6 years. Gee, what a coincidence. Ever since Pukin Putin has been in charge, or back in charge, here's a backgrounder on that investigation.
The International Olympic Committee is considering banning the entire Russian team from competing at the Summer Olympics. On Monday, an independent investigation revealed that Russia's illegal doping program went far beyond track and field, and that government officials even tried to cover it up. IOC President Thomas Bach said in a statement, "The findings of the report show a shocking and unprecedented attack on the integrity of sports and on the Olympic Games. Therefore, the IOC will not hesitate to take the toughest sanctions available against any individual or organization implicated." After the report was released, the World Anti-Doping Agency urged Olympic officials to ban Russian athletes from competing at the Games. With the start of the 2016 Summer Olympics just over 2 weeks away, a decision would need to come down quickly. Athletes can begin arriving at the Olympic Village starting on Sunday. Right now, only Russia's track and field athletes are banned from competing at the Summer Olympics.
All right, but the bottom line here is that there are plenty of other teams that are doing this. That doesn't make it right, doesn't make it wrong. You can look at the Russians. You know, the men, the women, they figure there's going to be something in their bodies beside what's normal to build them up to be the size and strength that they are. Or is that just the way the Eastern Europeans look? Yeah, to a point they're heavier, bigger boned, thicker. But come on, look at some of these characters. 888-302-3684. Should they be banned from the Olympics? And, you know, you get right out of brass tacks. is the whole summer game question whether there's going to be any relevance to it? I feel badly for all the people you've watched on NBC the last, what, couple, 3 weeks, some of the finals, the trials for people who are trying to qualify to go there in certain sports, and the hard work, the faces, the anguish of those who don't move further, and those elations from the people, the families of those who do well. And that, you know, you think about that. And then you look at these bums, these people that screw with it, the Russians, and then the whole business about the decision going to Rio, that reality under the circumstances is just, it's so, the bribery, the cheating, cheating everywhere. 20 before the hour.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminates up to 20% off, with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 26 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
All right, hi to the folks listening in Omaha today and Bakersfield. I'm just checking in with some of the folks that we've heard from here. Charleston, South Carolina, Akron, Harrisburg, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, yada, yada. Okay, let's get to, who am I talking to first? Kevin. I guess I'll go to Kevin first, who's in Autumnal, Iowa. So you're listening on the Des Moines station? Are you in Boone? Which end of Iowa are you on? I've forgotten. Where are you?
Southeast Iowa.
Southeast Iowa.
Yes.
All right. So you're pretty close to the scene of the action here. Let's find out from you, first of all, what team you think is involved in this, and then we'll go further into it.
I believe it's the St. Louis Cardinals.
You a Cards fan?
In a way, we're kind of an area where, you know, a lot of Cardinals and Cub fans kind of
split down
the middle.
Yeah, you kind of, it's like living in Hartford, Connecticut. Are you a Red Sox fan or are you a Yankees fan? It's the same sort of thing. All right, so in terms of what this guy did, when you first heard the story, what did you think? Did you kind of shake your head and said, what's the matter with this guy?
In a way, you know, I probably kind of figured, you know, well, he's probably not the only person that's done something like this. He just got caught, you know.
Well, isn't that the case with most of these things? You figure almost you're sorry for him. Let's get an ID on who he is. Hold on a second, Kevin. I'm going to bring Bob on, who's down in Owensboro, Kentucky. Bob, you have the man's name that we're talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what is it?
Christopher Correa.
Yes. So what do you think about this, Bob? What do you think?
I'm a big Cardinals fan. I was really disappointed.
Yeah. What is it? We're sort of talking over each other here. Is it a bad reflection on the team or just this guy, or should management have known what he was doing? Do you think it goes further up and this guy just is taking a rap?
That's hard to say.
Yeah.
Sometimes people do things on their own.
Yeah, yeah, you're right about that. All right, Bob, you hold on for a second. I'm going to give you a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. One more thing for you, Kevin, in thinking about sports in general, there always are questions about, I remember going back to St. Louis fans and whether players were on dope, and now the Olympics and the question there and cheating in general. Is cheating just part of our lives? Is cheating just part of athletics? Or do we like to think that there's a higher goal and a higher purpose, or am I being naive?
Well, you'd like to think that, you know, everybody would be on a level playing field, but I think just in society today, that isn't the case. You know, I think there's always going to be somebody out there that's trying to get the edge, you know, and as long as they don't get caught, they're going to keep doing it. So, you know, I think the days of everybody being on the same page are probably over.
How do you learn, or maybe how did you learn, past tense, and how do you teach your children about the value of being truthful and honest?
Well, you know, I think it all goes back to, you know, how you were brought up, you know, and there's a lot of people out there who have, you know, brought their children up to, you know, to do things the right way, and then there's probably some out there who just didn't do that, you know, and so sometimes those people go down the wrong road, and unfortunate things happen.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right, good conversation, Kevin. Thanks very much. Hold on just a second, and Kara will take good care of you. You get a copy of that book by Maria Trilogy, Life is Good When You Do the Work. Maybe you can share it with other members of your family. Here's an overview, sort of a newsy overview, of the story behind the story with regard to Mr. Correa and the Cardinals.
A former St. Louis Cardinals executive has been sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison for hacking the Houston Astros. After several sentencing delays, a judge gave Christopher Correa a 46-month sentence. Correa, the former scouting director for the Cardinals, apparently gained access to at least one email account of an Astros staffer, as well as the team's ground control system, the organization's database for evaluating prospective players. Prosecutors believe Correa did this by using the password of current Astros general manager Jeff Lunau, who worked for the Cardinals from 2003 to 2011. In January, Correa pleaded guilty to 5 counts of unauthorized access of a protected computer in 2013 and 2014. He faced up to a maximum of 5 years in prison and a max fine of $250,000. It's unclear exactly what this sentencing means for the Cardinals organization. MLB elected not to hand down any punishment prior to the 2016 draft. Instead, the league has been waiting for sentencing, which had already been delayed several times.
All right. So when you get down to brass tacks here, you understand this. I'm thinking there's more involvement here. The Fed said the hacking cost the Astros about $1.7 million, taking into account how Correa used the Astros data to draft players. But wasn't it interesting that he knew the password of the guy who used to work for the Cardinals?
One of the best points I heard about this is, why, out of all the teams, why the Astros? Why are you going to pick a team that...
Yeah. Yeah,
not,
exactly.
Out of all the teams to pick, the Astros, who are not that great of a team.
Yeah, right. That's a good question for sure. The question about how you handle cheating, though, the broader question, this is sort of a reflection, if I may, on me and what I taught my children and you and what you're teaching your children, or on what your parents taught you, because isn't that really where it all begins? It all begins with you. And how you feel, where's your moral compass? What are your standards, your mores? And it does seem like in business and in sports and in our own lives, there's so much focus on cheating. And people say, why did you do it? And the answer often is because I could, because I wanted to. And that is it different now, or are we just more focused on it? I don't know that the world that I came up in on the farm allowed me, you know, if I made mistakes in my life, of course, we all make mistakes. But am I generally a cheater and somebody who tries to take advantage of people? No. I know that's just not me. But I think because my fiber and fabric came from the farm, my basic values were set around one person who had a great moral influence on me. How about you? 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
From the way back machine. I love this song, and Victoria and Kara, I love your smile. All right, Amy Newmark joins us each and every week at this time, and she is going to tell us about the power of putting on that lipstick and putting out those pearly whites, the power of smiling, next with Amy Newmark on Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Doug, Jen. Victoria, Doug is out. We don't know exactly where. He's missing somewhere over the skies of Boston, but we are going to find him at some point, we promise, today. But Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Jennifer Horn, visiting with Amy Newmark. Amy is, if you don't know, the best-selling author, editor-in-chief, and publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, and there are a lot of these books, and each and every one of them, very special, really wonderful. Amy, I have a ton of them, actually, at my office that I consult because they make you feel better. And I think, speaking of making you feel better, smiling is something that is so easy that everybody can do. And not only does it make the person you're smiling at feel good, it makes you feel good too.
Yeah, it's such a simple idea. And I know this is going to sound really hokey to just say, oh, remember to smile. But it's such an easy to implement idea and so obvious and yet so worth repeating. I think a smile is like a boomerang. When you throw one out there, it will always come right back at you.
I like it.
And that is really true.
Yeah, you're not talking about like the beauty queen smile where you have to put Vaseline on your teeth. You're talking about one that like really means something, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're, let's say you go into a store and the cashier is grumpy. She's not being grumpy at you, but she's just grumpy because of something else that's going on. If you smile at her, she's going to smile back at you, and it will change the energy of that moment, and it might even change the rest of her day. It really works.
It is true. Just walking down the street sometimes, and I live in New York City, and not always do we make eye contact because you never know who you're making eye contact with sometimes. But, yeah, I've noticed definitely when I throw a smile at someone or if someone throws a smile at me first, you kind of, it does hit you, and it's like a jolt, and then you want to smile back, and it really is, that energy exchange is really positive.
You're showing somebody that there's a real person in there. You're making a connection. You're both human beings. This is something that unites you. And I really believe that when you throw a smile out at that person might then go and smile at someone else. And who knows, by the end of the day, a smile you gave someone at 8 o'clock in the morning might have turned into 100 extra smiles by 8 p.m.
So how do you get out of your own head? Because I think the times when we forget is when we're so buried in our own thoughts, our own problems. We're just, it's just all centered on what's going on in our universe. How do we remember to do that really easy thing? Like you said, not being hokey, but how do you remember to smile?
I've had a lot of stories about smiling from people who have said that they realized they had fallen into kind of a sour place, and they actually just made a resolution to force themselves to smile. And one woman just forced herself to smile 10 times a day. And then she found that over time, she didn't have to remind herself anymore, and it came naturally. Because you get a reward. When you smile, somebody smiles back at you. It changes your day. You're like a rat in a maze. You start working for the reward, right? And you start naturally smiling, so you'll get those smiles back.
We're Pavlov's dog. Now, this tip, the power of smiling, comes from your book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Positive. And I think, gosh, in a news cycle, what people don't realize is when you have all this stuff going on, the people that report on all this news, I mean, there's just terrible stuff happening all the time. And so I think in our own life, this is how we really create change, right, is being positive by smiling at people. What other tips can we learn from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Positive, to bring some happy energy into our life when things seem kind of doom and gloom out there?
One other tip, don't take things personally. It's not about you.
That's also a really good tip. We all tend to think everything's about us, but it's not.
Follow Amy Newmark on Twitter at Amy Newmark, and of course visit chickensoup.com. Chicken Soup of the Soul, The Power of Positive. Doug Jen.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.